Today, I'm going to talk about cruising because I like cruising and I miss it. Cruising had me way back in the late 80s when I was only dreaming of the day that I would stroll up the gangway to embark on a luxury cruise ship. I couldn't wait for my weekly hangout in front of the television with Julie, Isaac, Gopher, Vicky, the Doctor, Captain Steubing, and Charles. Everything from the scenes of fine dining, swimming pools, fancy shows, the love stories, and oh my goodness, the ports of call at Cabo San Lucas, Puerto Vallarta, and Mazatlan. They all had me captivated. So yes, you can probably tell that once I experienced cruising for myself, it became one of my favorite types of vacationing. And I'll tell you again, I have so missed the cruise experience. But as you know, my travel tour remains unbothered because with me today is Laura Swesler from Royal Caribbean International, and she is going to remind us cruise enthusiasts of just why we love cruising so much.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. It is such a pleasure to have you here with me today.
Well, thank you so much, Terry. I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, I have been looking forward to this time with you because, you know, like I've already mentioned, I miss cruising. And so I know that you are here to help me maintain my traveltude when it comes to cruising. So please tell us a little more about yourself.
Well, Terry, I love that your traveltude is unbothered as it should be. I think we all need something to look forward to, and a fabulous cruise is a great way to look towards the future. So just wanted to thank you again for having me here today. I represent Royal Caribbean. I've been a strategic accounts manager with them for 8 years, and I, like you, absolutely love cruising.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's one thing we definitely have in common. Yeah. So I remember when I took my first cruise, my two young sons at the time and some friends, we sailed on a Bahamas itinerary. And let me tell you, it was the best vacation I had experienced up until that point in time. And cruising remains one of my favorite types of vacations. Can you tell us about some of the things that makes a Royal Caribbean cruise special?
So I think part of what makes any vacation special is the chance to spend time with our loved ones. And I noticed, Terry, that's the first thing you mentioned, your sons. And part of what makes Royal Caribbean so special is the experiences that we curate, both on board and in port, that offer memories to last a lifetime. So we kind of believe at Royal Caribbean that no two families are alike. They're a little like snowflakes that way. So our crew truly finds ways to make this vacation, your cruise vacation, the best you've ever had. So we get more feedback, honestly, Terry, about our fabulous crew on surveys than any other category, more so than the fabulous food, entertainment. It's ways that they went above and beyond to find out what speaks to your family and your vacation. So in short, I'd say it's the dedication and really the people at Royal Caribbean that make all the difference.
Well, I can certainly vouch for that. And I agree 100%, because just even talking about my first cruise experience, I mean, the crew made my sons just really feel welcome in everything they did. I mean, they allowed them to dance with them with the band as they were playing. And of course, they can always call you by your first name. How they do that, I don't know. But in short order, after meeting you, they can refer to you by your name. And so that is a very welcoming thing about, you know, that experience on a cruise. So I do agree with that. The crew are usually fantastic. Absolutely. So tell us what type of unique experiences Royal Caribbean guests can enjoy while on board one of your ships.
So we have 26 different ships in our fleet. We really have a travel tude for everyone, right? Yeah. So a few of my favorites include our Oasis class ships. Now, these are unlike any other. On board, we have entertainment across four different venues. So not only do we have our amazing Broadway trademark shows, but we also have our aerial acts, our high dive shows in an aqua amphitheater, truly unique entertainment. And then one of my favorites, I just love our ice skating shows. Oh, you can't get that anywhere else in the world, these four different venues of entertainment. Truly nothing like it.
Yes, I have personally experienced the Oasis class ships, and they are absolutely magnificent. I mean, they kind of revived my whole interest in cruising. It just gave it new life, because after cruising for so many years, things can become a little familiar. But when the Oasis class ships started to sail, it was just a whole new experience, and I'm very hooked. So yes, I love the venues and I love the neighborhoods. I really do. It's a great, great experience.
Yes, no other cruise line has seven different neighborhoods at sea for you to explore on that class of ships. And again, it really depends on your priority of what you'd like to do on vacation. So Royal Caribbean is known for a lot of firsts at sea. It all depends on your priorities, right? So first bumper cars at sea, first 10-story dry slide. I'm telling you, Terry, I've never seen a 10-story dry slide on any other ship. And our CEO loves to say, we like to find new ways to terrify your children on their vacation.
Oh, that's funny. But you know, that kids go for it. They may be terrified for just a second, but after that, it's all fun and games and laughs. And okay, I like that. So what are a few of the most popular Royal Caribbean cruise itineraries?
So Terry, our most popular itineraries are certainly the Caribbean. It's in our blood. It's in our middle name, Royal Caribbean International. And my favorite, and certainly one that's a huge hit with our guests, visit our private island in the Bahamas, Perfect Day at Coco Cay. So 2 years ago, we had the opportunity to revitalize this island. We invested $250 million into it and added all new thrills and chills on the island.
Yes, I have had the opportunity to visit Perfect Day at Coco Cay, and it's pretty amazing. It really is.
Well, and I love that we also offer two sides of the island. So if you're an adventure seeker, you can do one of our 21 different water slides, do a full day in our water park to enjoy the wave pool, the adventure pool. On our chill side, if you just want to relax and chill out, we've got our Cocoa Beach Club, all kinds of different activities. So depending on your priority and your prerogative, we've got the perfect activity for you.
Yes, well, I must admit that on one of my visits, I took the chill side. You know, really just laid back. I was with friends, my husband, and we chilled, and it was truly a perfect day at Coco Cay. I enjoyed it. So I think cruising offers an excellent opportunity to explore a variety of destinations during one vacation. What's been your favorite cruise that allowed you to explore multiple ports of call?
The opportunity to visit quite a bit of the Eastern Caribbean and Southern Caribbean, but as an adult, I had never visited the Western Caribbean before. And I was really blown away by a cruise from Miami that visited Labadee, our private island in Haiti, and Falmouth, Jamaica. So that was my first opportunity, first time to be in Jamaica. I was just so blown away by all of the different things offered in Jamaica, the beautiful Blue Mountains, the opportunity to go zip lining, and then Labadee, our private island destination, a chance to learn more about the Haitian culture and support that local economy.
Yes,
that was really my favorite.
Yeah, they're two very popular ports, and I had never visited Haiti prior to a cruise stop while I was on one of the Royal Caribbean ships, and I really enjoyed that visit. So yes, that's a nice port indeed. So if you had to give us an insider cruise tip that would make even the most loyal and experienced cruiser smile, what would that tip be?
So I think the most experienced cruisers will agree that it's so important to have the right guidance and planning tools. This year, we've really seen a lot of experienced travelers convert to using a travel agent. Travel agents really are the value interpreters, guide all of your clients through to make the right decisions. So I think that's a good lesson we've all learned in 2020. It's important to go to the experts.
Well, I will tell you, I do not disagree. Not at all. Yes. So thank you for that. That's a great tip. And I'm sure that our listeners will take heed about that. Because a tip like that coming from a representative of Royal Caribbean is very valuable. That's a great tip. Thank you. So many people, including myself, are looking so forward to our next Royal Caribbean cruise vacation. What can you share with me about the plans to welcome guests back on board?
Well, Terry, we are so excited and looking forward to welcoming you back on board. I personally am very proud to represent a company that's investing the time and care to do things right. We've been working with a panel of the leading health experts in the world who've dedicated their careers to public health. So in partnership with the CDC, we are developing all of those safety protocols and really finding ways to not only make it a safe vacation, but also live up to the standard that our guests expect from Royal Caribbean, a fun and amazing experience. So another effort that we've implemented, we've recently hired a new chief medical officer, the first ever in Royal Caribbean's history. And with his input, the CDC's input, and this panel of experts, we are very close to welcoming guests back on board.
Yay, yippee! I'm so happy to hear that, and I know my guests are too. I mean, so as you mentioned before, 2020 has taught us a lot of things, and what I am mostly excited about what you just said is that Royal Caribbean is top of the line, ready to make the investment and do whatever, you know, needs to be done to prepare themselves to welcome back the people who love to cruise so much. So that is so appreciated. And I just love hearing that. So thank you so much. I'm excited. I'm really excited. And I know our listeners are as well. This has been a very resourceful time together, so much information. I mean, what I wanted to do is just maintain my traveltude and have this discussion with you. And you have absolutely helped me do that. So I'm preparing myself and I'm going to be ready when the light turns green.
Thank you so much for having me today, Terry. Really can't wait to welcome you back on board. And your travel tute is amazing. I just love your energy and can't thank you enough for having me.
Laura, I can't thank you enough for being our guest today.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Travel Tute Podcast. We hope you will tune in for episode 7 on Tuesday, December 29th, where I'll be looking forward through the rearview mirror of 2020. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also listen on my website, www.farmoretravels.com. Hop on over to Facebook and join the Travel Tude private Facebook group, where we share our past, present, and future travel experiences. And of course, there'll be giveaways. And remember, when it comes to travel, the adventure is not just in the going. It's in your entire way of thinking about the travel experience. The preparation, the anticipation, and the satisfaction of it all. It's more than a vibe. It's more than a mood. It's a travel tute.